Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
We got to be ready to be aggressive in acquisition this offseason, whether it's free agency or trade. In our situation, we've got to be willing to assume the risk of trades because free agency is not an open ocean for us. We're going to be able to be targeted there, and we will be. We'll try to be. We'll be in a, put ourselves in a position to do that the best we possibly can. But if we want to give ourselves every chance, it's got to be the trade market also. And we just got to be, we got to be prepared to chase down every single thing that we think has a chance to help this team win more games in 26.
Oh, you know the voice. That's the general manager of the Pittsburgh Pirates, and he continues with that role next year. Ben Cherington. The Cleveland Guardians yesterday knotted up their series with the Detroit Tigers 1-1. The Cleveland Guardians have won 88 games this year, now 89 with that postseason victory. The Pirates won 71. The Guardians only spent about $13 million more than the Pirates did this year. It's not a significant payroll gap, at least according to SpotTrack.com. And we use them for a lot of things because they're smart and then I don't have to do math. Why are they always good and the Pirates always suck? 412-928-9370. And you can scream into the void, and we all have, about ownership and spending money and allocating resources and things of that nature. But as I watched that game yesterday and started digging into their roster construction, it becomes fairly obvious. You don't need to spend a lot of money to win. It'd be nice. But you need to have a great general manager. Here's their lineup from yesterday. Stephen Kwan. He hit first for him. Drafted him in the fifth round. Pretty good player.
Really good.
George Valera hit second. International free agent. 2-for-2 on the homegrown Doran. Jose Ramirez hit third. International free agent. Kyle Manzardo was in the cleanup spot for him. Traded from the Rays for Aaron Civale. So they had a nice piece in Civale. They shipped him off and they got a player who's now hitting in the middle of their order. Interesting. Bo Naylor hit fifth. First round draft pick. Would be nice if you could hit on one or two of those if you're the Pirates, at least guys who could hit, right? Sixth, Gabriel Arias. Big trade with the Padres. Chase DeLauder hit seventh. First-round draft pick. CJ Cephas, third-round draft pick, hit eighth. And then rounding out their lineup, Brayan Rocchio, international free agent.
Rocchio.
Thank you. I knew that was coming the second that I looked up his name about an hour and a half ago. I knew I was going to say it wrong. I knew Harry was going to come in with the flying leg kick. He was going to blast through the glass like the Kool-Aid Man. Also a famous cartoon character. Who are the most famous commercial cartoons? We can't. There's no time.
Mm.
We must continue comparing the Pirates to the Guardians.
Tony the Tiger.
The Goodyear Marshmallow.
Tony the Tiger, for sure.
I like Mr. Peanut, R.I.P.
No, he's alive again. He got reborn. You didn't see that commercial?
Yeah,
the Super
they brought
Bowl?
Him back.
They brought him back?
I think so.
Thank God. So the Guardians, 1-9, they had two guys that they acquired through trade. Everyone else was an international free agent or a draft pick. You know what that means? Development.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to spend a lot of money. Cleveland spent $100 million on this year's payroll, and the Pirates, I was wrong, about $15 million less, $85 million. Now, $15 million bucks ain't nothing, but it also isn't a ton. And they won 17 more games than the Pirates did. I know everyone wants to throw their arms up and complain about ownership and the economic state of Major League Baseball. And of course that's fair. But general manager absolutely matters. And we just heard at the top of the show there that your general manager says free agency isn't an open ocean. So what do you need to do? You need to draft and develop. Guess what? They say they're going to make the playoffs next year. That's what Travis Williams said. We're making the playoffs next year, full stop. How? You either have to draft and develop. Well, you're not going to do all that in one offseason. Or you need to go out and you need to be shrewd with who you acquire via trade. Like bringing in Kyle Manzardo. Like bringing in Gabriel Arias. And I don't think any of us should have any kind of faith that Ben Cherington can make those deals this offseason, especially when you heard from Ben Cherington in his press conference the other day say this.
In Pittsburgh, we need to be making bets on guys who are not proven. We may be able to make some bets on guys that are proven, and we'll pursue that too, but some of the targets have to be guys who are unproven. I believe we're getting more clear all the time on what the combination of traits are that we should be making the best bet on. So in terms of acquisition, that's what I would say.
So here's what the Pirates are aiming to do next season, Doran. Develop guys like Jared Triolo and O'Neill Cruz and sign or trade for unproven guys. So if there's any sense of optimism as we approach next season for the Pirates, it's all going to be about that young pitching staff. I don't know how anybody's going to be able to be optimistic about the lineup when it's going to be guys that you're hoping get better year over year, which is what they were hoping for this year, didn't work out. And guys who they acquire who are unproven.
Well, I think the Cleveland Guardians are the best example of how to make a successful baseball team. Whether they win today or not, whether they win in the playoffs or not, I think that is the kind of, that is the picture of if you want to have a successful baseball team, this is how you do it. Because they hit it in every single direction. They hit every angle of creating a good baseball team. Look, they develop players. They get international players. They trade for players. And they spend a little bit of money to fill in the gaps. I mean, and
like
it's
a few
not,
years ago, just as an example for that, they thought they were close. They went out and they spent 50-some-odd million dollars on Edwin Encarnacion to try to push them over the top.
But it's also anticipating, too. Like, think about it. What, a month, 2 months ago, they were sellers. They were about to sell everybody, weren't they? The Cleveland Guardians?
Yep.
And then they were like, hold on. That's anticipating. And being like, you know what, it's not worth it to go sell for the return that we're going to get, put us backwards.
Kwan was on the block.
Exactly. Their best player. Best player was on the block. And they're like, well, you know what, we don't have the right deal that can actually make us more successful in the future. So we're going to hold on and we're going to play baseball and we're going to figure this out. And they figured it out. Like, there's so many components to why the Cleveland Guardians are the big picture baseball team to kind of emulate your system around. And the Pirates, in order to do that, you have to have faith in the eyes. You have to have faith in the scouting. You have to have faith in the development, the people that are watching, the people that are coaching, the people that are helping. And how could you have faith where it's been 6 years and it hasn't gotten to this point? Like, with the Guardians, their general manager has been there for 10 years. And you can see year by year them trending upwards, whether it's minimal or whether it's a big chunk. They've always trended upwards every single year he has been general manager. Where has Ben Cherington ever trended upwards outside of pitching? But I believe he's lucked into pitching. That's just me. Yeah. Oh, hey, Ben Cherington. No, let's give him some credit with the pitching. Okay, well, you lucked into the first overall pick in Paul Skeens, in my opinion. I think you probably were this close, and you can't see me right now, but
fingers are very close together.
Very close. Close of taking Dylan Cruz. So you take Dylan Cruz, and then what? You were this close. I guarantee there's not one part of me that believes that they're like 100% for months and months and months, we're taking Paul Skeens. I think that they were this close, and they just ended up picking the right guy. They ended up lucking into, I think Jared Jones. Hey, let's give this guy an opportunity. We have a, you know, a spot in our rotation. Let's give this guy an opportunity. Wow, look at Jared Jones.
They
He's
probably
great.
Didn't think he would be as good as he was whenever he came and bursted onto the scene in the big leagues.
Mitch Keller, okay, like you stuck with him, you paid him. I'll give you a little bit of credit with that, but like,
well, here's the other thing to your point. All these guys developed, and they just got rid of the guy that I think had a lot to do with the development in Oscar Marin.
Right.
So you could say it's luck, or you can say it was development, but either way, if it is development, the guy that helped ain't here no more.
The point I think that we're getting at here is if you're going to go the route of the Cleveland Guardians, you have to have trust in the people that are developing.
You have to have the right GM.
You have to have the right people in place to be able to do that, and there has to be a trend the last couple years of that actually coming to fruition, and there just isn't on the hitting side.
I don't have a problem with the Pirates paying Key Brian Hayes when they did because he was really good in that final month in the COVID-shortened season, and you're hoping that he develops as the hitter that he was at that point, and we knew he was going to be elite defensively, and you're trying to get him on a bargain deal. I had no problem with them doing it, but he did not pan out. O'Neill Cruz took a significant step back this year. That is inarguable. Two first-round picks, Henry Davis and Nick Gonzalez. Henry Davis, they drafted for his bat. He's a borderline, really good defensive catcher now who can't hit worth a lick. And Nick Gonzalez, while he's clutch and I think is fine in the field, his statistics over a couple of years in the big leagues have shown that at best he's a mediocre major league player. You needed to hit on all these guys.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't. Whereas Cleveland, you go through their lineup on a playoff game that they won yesterday, and it's all draft picks that they hit on. So we can talk until we're blue in the face about ownership, and absolutely it's important. And when you need to go all in and you need to spend money, you'd like to see them make that commitment, but you need a general manager in place in a small market team that doesn't swing and miss on first round picks, that can find a third or a fourth or a fifth round pick that can pan out. And I know that if there were a Ben Charrington defender out there, and there's not many, if any, they would talk about the guys that they've hit on in the draft on the pitching side. Okay, but you need to be able to develop a few major league hitters. We're not asking for much.
Uh-uh.
If Henry Davis was what they thought he could be, if Jack Sawinski was what they thought he could be, and O'Neill Cruz was what they thought he could be, this is a playoff team this year. Oh, for friggin' three.
Yep.
There's another franchise that I think you can compare the Pirates to, and we'll do that a little bit coming up next. 412-928-9370 if you'd like to pile on. Do you think GM matters? It sure mattered from 13 to 15. It's not like they spent a ton of money back then. Three playoff appearances.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
In Pittsburgh, we need to be making bets on guys who are not proven. We may be able to make some bets on guys that are proven, and we'll pursue that too, but some of the targets have to be guys who are unproven. I believe we're getting more clear all the time on what the combination of traits are that we should be making the best bet on. So in terms of acquisition, that's what I would say.
95% of the show today is going to be football. Pat Bostic's going to join us at 7 o'clock, Bill Hillgrove at 7:50. We got Quiz Callis at 8:50, a whole bunch of hijinks and fun on this Thursday of a Steelers bye week where we can kind of goof off and mix the sports in. Someone did text in and say that Pac-Man was a cartoon in the 1980s, and then they sent a picture of all the Pac-Man cartoon characters. And let me tell you something. I can understand why Pac-Man made her Mrs. Pac-Man. That ball is hot.
Callis didn't know that, though.
Of course
not. Doesn't matter what I did or didn't know. We're talking about reality here. Pac-Man's a cartoon.
This clearly wasn't a good cartoon.
How long did it run? It's hard to say. So we heard Ben Charrington there. That's the second time we've played that quote today. Because there's another organization that I think we can all compare the Pirates to. Market size, amount of money that they could spend, and that's the Milwaukee Brewers. Now, there were two finalists for the Pirates general manager job. One of them was Ben Charrington. The other was Matt Arnold. Matt Arnold, the Brewers GM, and the Brewers have been very good. The difference between the Pirates and the Brewers, well, one of the many, is that the Brewers have spent about $35 million more than the Pirates spent this year. Let's say the Pirates had $35 million to spend this offseason that they're legitimately going to spend. Do you even trust Ben Charrington to spend that on the right guys? I don't. He said you need to bet on unproven guys.
Right. No. Not at all.
So, any way you slice it, you can't feel good about this general manager situation. For example, here are some of the guys that they have brought in. Rowdy Tellez. He was proven, but coming off a down year, so you're making a bet, and then what happened? He stunk, and he's most famously going to be remembered here in Pittsburgh for defending David Bednar in a way that rubbed a lot of Pirates fans the wrong way, because you'd only been here for 7 minutes, and you're telling Pirates fans, we don't boo around here. Well, you're not part of the we. Adam Frazier gets brought back. Michael A. Taylor.
Man.
The guy who could field. He did hit 20 home runs with the Washington Nationals, but then what happened? He didn't do that here. Tommy Pham, who actually wound up being a pretty good acquisition from a hitting the baseball standpoint later on in the season. I mean, he did some weird stuff, like tell those Angels fans that show them how to wax a carrot. Almost get into fisticuffs a couple of times with other teams, but he couldn't see at the beginning of the season. And if he had been competitive early, maybe the Pirates would have been a little bit more competitive early. So really, come on. Alexander Canario, another guy that they made a bet on, unproven. Let's see what he can do. Joey Bart, who in year one was very good. Year two reverted back into Joey Bart.
Yep.
The list goes on and on and on. Can we think of a guy that they brought in, not a pitcher, that has been successful?
Horowitz.
He would be the one.
But
he was an unproven, he was moderately proven.
Moderately proven, but you bring him in and then he, you know, is out for, what, 2 months?
Right, because he had a quote-unquote chronic wrist injury.
Right.
Which they knew about when they acquired him. And again, same thing with Pham. If Pham hit the way he hit in the second half all season long, and Horowitz hit the way he did the last month and a half all season long and was healthy, maybe it's a Dublin. Maybe it's a different story. But that's not what happened. And did they not know that Tommy Pham had eye issues? They definitely knew that Spencer Horowitz had wrist issues. Guys, general manager matters. And maybe I'm preaching to the choir here. And a texter does make a good point at 412-928-9370. The owner's the guy who's allowing the GM to overstay his welcome. So it ultimately always does come back to the owner. It's the same thing with the Steelers. If you hate Mike Tomlin, you could say, hey, Art, why are you keeping this guy around?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't like the defensive coordinator, you can always say, hey, Mike, why are you keeping this guy around? It's always the next guy up's fault. But they won here with Neil Huntington. They did. Especially relative to how much they won prior to him getting there or post his firing. But you look at the Guardians, just to revisit them real quick, because they're the reason for the conversation. They've had winning seasons in 10 of the last 13 years. That's not the Yankees. That's not the Dodgers. That's not the Phillies. That's not the Mets. That's not these teams that can spend millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars. We're talking about Cleveland, a comparatively similar size market to the Pittsburgh Pirates, and they've had winning seasons in 10 out of 13 years. They're so used to the playoffs, they didn't even sell out their playoff games.
Right.
Like, they've grown numb to the fact that their team makes it and then doesn't advance all that far all the time because you have to go up against the Goliaths eventually. But they're bored with it. That's how successful they've been. That drives me up a wall because it could be us.
Yes.
If you hired the right GM. 412-928-9370. They've made the playoffs in 8 out of 13 years. The Pirates have made the playoffs during 3 times in our cognizant lifetime. I don't remember when Sid slid. I don't remember Barry Bonds being here. I was an infant. 3 times in 35 years.
And the toughest part about this is what we're going to get moving forward. Like, you need a competent GM. You need to be able to develop. You obviously need to spend money, but all those things that you need to do are not going to happen because it's still going to be the same. And you played that clip, and I played it the other day whenever you were out, of him saying, quote, you know, paraphrasing here, saying that we need to get unproven players. Like, that's it right there. That's all I needed. That's all I needed to hear to know that it is not going to change.
Right.
That's all I needed to hear. We need to create the depth of, you know, with unproven players. We do need to look at some guys that are proven, but basically our team in Pittsburgh is going to be built around unproven players and having to develop those players and them becoming mainstays in our lineup. It's not going to change.
That's the word right there is change, and you highlight it and you underline it and you bold it and you blow it up to 47-point font. It's not going to change.
Nope.
What I heard from Travis Williams was goal is to make the playoffs 2026, full stop, sort of implying that there'd be change. And then the GM speaks, and his philosophy hasn't changed. He's going to operate this offseason the way that he's operated every single offseason while he's been on the job.
Yep.
And that's not good enough. 412-928-9370. We can take a couple of calls on this. Bob in North for Sales and a couple of others waiting patiently. We'll take your calls on that. What did Ben Roethlisberger have to say about Cleveland? That got me all scared. We'll get to that next as well. But first, I remind you, you can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the Fan Morning Show, as always, is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Steelers are off this weekend, and they'll take on the Cleveland Browns. What did Ben Roethlisberger have to say about that? We'll tell you in a minute. But first, Bob in North Versailles, I think, wants to pile on our Ben Charrington conversation at 412-928-9370. That's the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Hi, Bob.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'll tell you what, this Pirates situation has me in an uproar. I'm going to tell you the way it is in my terms. When my ex-wife gave me my walking papers, do you think I was going to downgrade with my next woman? No, I upgraded. These Pirates, what they do is when somebody leaves, they go by analytics. You know what? Put your best players out on the field and play ball.
Bob, are you still with the new woman?
No.
Thank you, Bob.
No.
412-928-9370. I mean, that was the big talk early on this season, was that there was a check cut to Ben Charrington. Now, probably not as much as any of us would have liked, but that was folded into analytics department and developmental resources, which, if that's done early on in a general manager's tenure, I'm all for it. We just went over what the Guardians have done. Four international free agents. That's the kind of stuff you need to be able to do. Not in year six! Oh, we got a 17-year-old from the Dominican Republic. Can't wait for him to help us in 2040.
Right.
Get the frig out of here. 412-928-9370. Flipping to football, also Cleveland-related, Ben Roethlisberger on his podcast said that the Browns, now that they're starting Dylan Gabriel, he views that as a second bye week for the Steelers.
Oh, man.
Ben, be careful there. Now, I understand why he would say that, because he was 26-2-1 in his career against the Browns. He always viewed them as a second bye week. I know that these Steelers aren't going to view it that way, and do I think the Steelers will win the game? Yes, I do. But I also thought they would take care of business last year against Jameis Winston and the Browns in the snow when you were 9-2 and they didn't. And Mike Tomlin does tend to stub his toe a couple of times a year. Now, this one's in Pittsburgh. If it was in Cleveland, I'd be a little more nervous.
Right.
Because they always beat the Browns in Pittsburgh. But I guess what I'm saying is here, be careful. Be careful.
Nobody's thinking that way that's on the team.
No.
That's just Ben taking shots at Cleveland because he can, like you said.
It's a good take.
Because he only lost twice. But at the end of the day, Dylan Gabriel, you would assume if you want to play, hindsight and you want to predict the future, Dylan Gabriel's going to get beat up Sunday.
And then they'll go to Flacco, it sounds like.
But I think he'll get beat up to a point where he'll be healthy.
Okay.
Mentally beat up, physically beat up. It's going to be his first start. It's in a different country. Minnesota's going to throw the kitchen sink at him. It's going to be tough for him after Sunday's game. So going into the next week, whenever you play the Steelers, he's going to be rattled a little bit, for sure.
And then it's on the road in Pittsburgh.
It's not set up for him to be successful at all. So you can assume that if you got a vulnerable young quarterback coming in here, not only do you throw the kitchen sink at him, you throw the whole house.
I blitz my pants off.
Every single opportunity you can get,
you just absolutely get after him.
I love the idea of throwing a house like, and it lands on Dylan Gabriel, like in Wizard of Oz, the Wicked Witch of the East.
Mm-hmm.
Just, yep. All I see are her legs, and then she disappears like she's Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yep.
And the ruby red slippers are left behind.
How about like the toes, they curled, like the feet, they curled in. Mm-hmm. You remember that part? Like,
I do.
Why did they curl in?
Maybe the house was giving it to her. I don't know.
I don't know. Oh. You're on one today with that stuff.
I know. I always am. I'm back on Eastern Standard Time. I'm back to my old ways, baby. Do you view the Browns like Ben Roethlisberger does as a second bye? 412-928-9370. Dylan Gabriel changes the whole conversation here. He really does. Because if Joe Flacco were the starting quarterback, as we discussed briefly yesterday, I would feel a lot different about it. Because I do think that the Browns' defense is
good enough.
Oh, yeah. It's a matchup problem for these Steelers because you've got Myles Garrett lined up over our dude Broderick Jones, and you're thinking, that ain't good. Now, hopefully you can run them into submission a little bit. Maybe you put Darnell over there or
Spencer Anderson,
the nipple rubber, and you just try to blow him off the ball. I would run at his face all game long, but he and that front can wreck a game. And you might have to be prepared to win that one in a low-scoring fashion. But I don't care. Style points for me don't matter these next 2 weeks.
No.
You find a way to win these two football games and get yourself to 5-1.
Yep.
Because if you do, you're winning the division. The more I've thought about the Ravens and Cooper Rush, how bad their defense has been, I don't think there's a way that if Lamar misses these next two games, I don't think there's a way that they win either one of them.
If they hand the ball to Derrick Henry every single play, and they do Wildcat with Derrick Henry, spicing some Wildcat and just really just let him be the offense. That's the only way.
I do think that they are creative. I mean, other organizations probably wouldn't have unlocked Lamar the way that they did. And I think Harbaugh's always been pretty good with stuff like that. So you never say never because it's the NFL. I just think that defense is so bad.
Mm-hmm. And they're banged up.
And they're banged up. And C.J. Stroud could put up some points. I know they haven't been good this year, and they're 1-3, but they're desperate as well, and they've got their guys. And then Los Angeles, the Rams, are you kidding me?
It's tough.
What they're going to do to that defense? 412-928-9370. Cody and Moon and others lining up. We'll talk the ins coming up next. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Route 19, and Peters Township. Ben Roethlisberger says playing the Browns after a bye is like getting a second bye in a row. Shots fired. That's got to be tough for Browns fans to hear from their dad. Ben Roethlisberger, 26-2-1 in his regular season career against the Browns. They'll always say, well, they beat him in the playoff game. Doesn't count, COVID. I don't count it. Yeah, okay. Doesn't count my personal record file here. Marquise Pouncey snap, none of that ever happened. If there weren't 68,000 people in the stands, then it doesn't count. 412-928-9370. We'll get to Cody and Moon in a second here. But how about last night, David Bednar, good for him.
Uh-huh.
He got a save, his first postseason save, as the Yankees knotted that series up. You have three winner-take-all games today. San Diego was able to even their series up with the Cubs yesterday. Mason Miller, 1 2/3 innings, so he recorded 5 outs all via strikeout. He struck out 11 consecutive batters until the last guy he faced was hit by a pitch. You want to talk about domination?
Oh my gosh.
He hit 104 miles per hour on the black. Like, they have their balls and strikes. They have their little screen there. It could not have been more on the lower outside corner.
Jeez.
And it was 104 miles an hour. Just stupid. That's your guy.
Do you know Callis knows him?
Do you see how he perked up and got close to the microphone there?
He tells us every time that we bring his name up that he knows him.
I caught
some of his bullpens.
Was he throwing 104 back then?
He's only throwing 93.
How's that feel when it hits the mitt, 93?
It hurts.
So 104 has got to just...
Yeah. I also struck out against him. I faced him one time in my career, and I struck out.
Didn't you foul tip one, though?
I did.
A slider.
I hit a ball.
Which, they said last night on the broadcast that his slider is actually even more devastating than the fastball in terms of a a batting average against. It was 108 or something.
Well, I mean, because if you think about it, like halfway to the plate, it's traveling in the same direction. One stays straight and one veers to the right.
You got
to
start swinging before he even starts his windup.
Right.
Like 104. Yep. He makes dudes look silly. It's like that 55-year-old Venezuelan pitcher that pretended to be a 13-year-old.
Danny Amonte.
Yeah. That was striking out all those kids in the Little League World Series.
I mean, the Ireland pitchers were tough, and facing Mason in college was tougher than them.
I didn't... never mind. Cody and Moon joins us now. Hi, Cody.
Good morning, fellas. Hey, I think I'm going to just call it now. I'm thinking Ben just set us up for the first Tomlin game of the year. What are your thoughts on it?
You think he's provided bulletin board material?
Jinx.
Absolutely.
He jinxed him.
Absolutely. I think this is a perfect setup for Tomlin to go nuts and blow it. You got your rookie quarterback going against you, and you got – I hope Broderick Jones is packing his lunch now because he's going to need to figure something out here and quick.
Thank you, Cody. What's he going to do? Is he going to hit him with his lunchbox?
His ham sandwich.
Is he going to try to distract Myles Garrett? Hey, look, I got gushers. I got fruit by the foot. Right over here.
I got a yogurt. I got a Trix yogurt.
I'll tell you what. Those yogurt tubes, what are they, the Go-Gurt?
Go-Gurt, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. My daughters love those.
Fruit by the foot? You're just pulling out.
Do you like a fruit by the foot?
I do. I haven't had one in years.
Oh, they're so good.
Oh, man. Wait till you have kids.
So good.
And they get fruit by the foot. They get the gushers, and then you just, Halloween coming up.
Uh-huh.
You get all the runoff, the dad tax.
Yep.
Nothing better.
Yeah.
Well, now I want to go trick-or-treating for the candy.
I always liked the Lunchables back in the day, too.
Cows, please don't go trick-or-treating.
You know what I'm going to be? We discussed it yesterday.
You could come to my house and my kids will
go
trick-or-treating.
You yelled at me the one time I drank all those juices. You think it's going to be acceptable for me to eat your candy?
I just invited you to do it.
You know what you should do? Like, legitimately, Harry, take your van, turn it into the Scooby-Doo mobile, dress up as Shaggy or Scoob, and park out in front of your house and hand out candy that way. And that way you can feel like you're participating, but at the same time, you're not knocking on your neighbor's doors as a 25-year-old man asking for candy.
You want people to approach my van to give me candy? I mean...
He makes a good point.
I mean...
There's usually a pretty bad connotation there.
Yeah, and who's walking around giving me the candy? You think kids are going to come up to the van and hand me candy?
There are things you're taught as a kid around Halloween. You got to check the candy for the razor blades. And just a general rule of thumb is don't get into the weird guy's van.
Well, I just pull out the video games too. Hey, kids, look what I'm playing. Hey, look, I got my board games in here too. Yeah. My George Foreman grills. You want a burger? I'll trade you a burger for some candy. Yeah, that's normal. That's a good look. That's not suspicious.
You want a hot dog?
Grilled cheese?
Why do you have zipped eyes and a shovel?
Why does it smell like that in there? Yeah, no. Suspicious. Not good.
All right. Coming up next, Pat Bostic is going to join the program. We made a mountain out of Pro Football Focus having Aaron Rodgers as, what, the 37th ranked quarterback in the NFL. We'll get our quarterback expert's evaluation of number 8 for the Pittsburgh Steelers when we come back. First, though, Fan Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.